Attitude Broadcasting presents the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
the Mr.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
And welcome back to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Welcome everybody on Periscope and everyone who is listening on the website or maybe on any other site like Stitcher or iTunes or anything
or
like
Spreaker.
That. Yeah, or Spreaker. Anyways, I have the Mr. and the Mrs.
Hello.
Hello.
Along with our special guest today, Nephew 1 and 2. Or well, they can still introduce themselves. I'm going to let them do that. Get nephew number 2 talking a little bit more. So
maybe a hello?
Yeah, you know, hello. People like it when you talk.
You do have to at least say hello.
Hi.
All right, there you go. At least you said a word. All right.
All right, so let's go into segment 2 here. Guilty pleasures. Again, right after the holidays, I bet there's some guilty pleasures we can talk about, especially coming out of the holidays.
Hmm.
You got one this week?
I just slept in.
Is that, you know what? That is a guilty pleasure, I
it
guess.
It is, because I don't do it very often
you
or well.
You slept in? 7 o'clock is not sleeping in.
It was almost 8.
Excuse me?
Waking me up at 8. Yeah.
So I usually get up like between, you know, 4:30 and 5:30. So
I guess that is kind of sleep.
Sleeping in until 8 is an absolute, you know, unusual in a dream. It was nice.
All right.
It was very nice. I woke up before the alarm because I actually slept more than 5 hours. It was awesome.
All right.
Do you two got any?
I have one.
All right.
My sister got, well, all 3 of us, my brother and my sister, all got video games for our new DS that we got for Christmas. And I actually like to play my sister's game a lot, Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing? Ah, okay.
Is that like a farm frogger? What is
no,
that?
You run your own town. But we're just,
oh.
I'm just a visitor.
Are you
governor.
Playing that? Are you playing that more than Sun and Moon or
no,
Pokemon?
I play Pokemon more. Right. But
nah, still. Animal Crossing is kind of cool. I used to play that. That game's been around for years now. So, I could see that.
All right. Well, I did not know you were playing Animal Crossing.
That's fun.
So that's cool.
Actually, I was playing it here.
That's good. What's inside it right now.
What,
okay.
What about you? You got one?
Doing nothing.
Doing
I don't know
nothing.
If that's
a
guilty.
You don't.
Guilty
you don't seem very guilty when you.
Yeah,
do nothing.
It seems like that's part of your regular day routines over here.
Well, what does doing nothing entail? Because maybe he thinks he's doing something the other times. So what is doing
don't
nothing?
Don't say sleeping because
entail.
We've already got that.
Just playing on the video game systems. I'm just sitting in bed.
Sitting in bed and playing games. Okay.
Okay. So doing nothing is doing nothing that provides value to society. Okay. I
so,
like it.
Yes. That is what doing nothing is.
Well, he's still doing something. It's just
okay,
nothing. But... Okay. How about you, my love?
No. I'm trying to think.
Come on.
I was going to say ice cream, but, you know, this week it's been crazy because every day we come home, I'm having a bowl of ice cream.
What kind?
Waffle cone?
Waffle cone. Yeah. Breyers waffle cone.
Wait, yeah. Well, excuse me. They make an ice cream called waffle cone?
Yes.
There's little bits of chocolate-covered waffle cone in it.
Well, sign me up.
So this week, I mean,
and like a caramel ribbon through it.
Well, the last 2 weeks, okay, we've had a lot of birthdays in the family and Christmas.
Yeah.
And so a lot of ice cream and, you know, cake. And I'm like, ugh. So, no, it's been that kind of week with
you. All right, first off, don't go, because you enjoy it, okay?
I do enjoy it. Well, no, guilty pleasure. Fine, we'll go guilty pleasures Christmas Day. All right, we go to my parents. And like I tell you every time on the show, they make ham and turkey and everything else. And they made this, my sister makes this great cauliflower with cheese. That's all it is, cauliflower and cheese. And that's it, but it's great. Wow. I love it every year I eat it.
That sounds really good just because, hey, cheese can make vegetables taste good, I promise you.
She makes sausage bread, which...
Sausage bread?
Yeah, so my wife grabbed a piece of it the other day. I gave her a piece, and she's like, bring me some more.
This is not me. This is you.
Well, no, it's me. But anyway, I said, hey, I'm going to make a small plate because we got to go back to her family's and eat dinner. Mm-hmm. So I come back, and the plate's filled up. But it's a small plate to me because usually I don't get that much on one plate. I usually get more. So that was probably a guilty pleasure to
so
food.
Getting, yeah, well, hey, around Christmas time, food
two
is
Christmas
good.
Dinners. That was your guilty pleasure?
That was my Christmas, yeah.
What's the other dinner you had, though? What did you have at the other one?
The other one we had ham.
I feel like ham is everywhere.
Sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
Casserole.
One person at this table only had corn and one piece of ham.
Which one was it?
I ketchup.
And ketchup?
And ketchup.
You don't ketchup.
You had the Hawaiian, Hawaiian dinner rolls.
That should be your guilty pleasure is ketchup on everything but hot dogs.
And I mean,
wait, hold on. Time out. You mean to tell me you put ketchup on everything?
But,
on
everything. But
except,
hot
well,
dogs.
Well, meat. Every meat.
Every meat except for hot dogs.
Yes.
Yes.
The one that should go on.
What do you put on hot dogs? Nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, all right. Plain Jane with hot dogs. All right. That's fine. I used to be that way. Then I discovered spicy mustard, and it changed my life. So
you put ketchup on everything?
No.
No? Plain hot dogs?
No, I say like on hot dogs. Like I've always had just plain hot dogs.
And then, I like plain hot dogs, too.
Yeah. And I discovered spicy mustard, German spicy mustard.
A good hot dog does not require condiments.
Good hot dog, right. Good steak doesn't need anything.
You know, it's an insult to put... A1 steak sauce on a steak.
It depends.
Right.
I will not. I've already told there's two restaurants I will never take them to. It's Fleming's and Sullivan's and Ruth Chris.
Why?
Because if I see somebody put ketchup on a steak at one of the places, I'm going to slap them.
Wow.
Guess I'm not going
there. Because it's that great of a steak is what you're basically telling me. Okay. I mean, I get that. It's an insult.
I slapped the ball out of their hand when I say that.
Especially, even chefs say that. I've worked with a bunch of chefs that make nothing but steaks, and they're like, I hate it when people, because it's like an insult to their cooking. And it's like, well.
Some people like it, and it's okay to do it. I just, you know.
It's like when people have to put salt on everything.
Yeah. What we got next, buddy?
All right. Let's go into my favorite segment.
This is your favorite of all the ones we do. This
is my favorite. I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to let the song say it. That's right. It is time for things that make you go, So, I need to get that sound bite in there. I like that. So, things that make you go, So, let's go into this segment. I'm going to have, you want to explain it, mister? Because I'm horrible explaining things that make you go, because we have different things that make you go, every week.
Basically, things that make you go, are things like people cutting out in front of you, you know, when you're driving or somebody cutting you off at different places.
That just makes me angry.
Just things that people do sometimes get under your skin. It just makes you go, You know, so, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Do you want to start, Mrs.?
No.
Hey, at least she was honest about it. There you go. There's your...
Okay. You got anything that makes you go, hmm?
Yes, what? I do.
Go ahead.
Oh, all right.
Is it somebody that takes over your TV for a week?
Could be.
Wow.
But the two people visiting our house have a dog, and we have a doorbell that senses movement on the front porch.
Oh my gosh.
And I think it was the dreidel song that it played.
Mm-hmm.
It sensed someone at the door. And whenever somebody moved at the door, dreidel song played, and the dog just started barking as loud as it could. And it just kept on barking and barking because I don't know why. But on the last day that they were visiting us, we changed it to sleigh bells, mm-hmm. I think. And a few people came in, and the sleigh bells went off, and the dog didn't bark at all. Nothing.
So when you play sleigh bells, she didn't do anything.
Wish you'd known that earlier, huh?
Yeah.
That was annoying. I could see that because, boy, every time you move, and you got to understand, every time somebody was in a different room, she would bark.
So Brenna is an English sheepdog, right? So,
she's always trying to get people together.
Not a sheepdog, but it's one of the dogs, border collie. So it's one of the dogs that's a sheepdog. So it is troublesome for Brenna when people are spread out across the house. So she likes to herd everybody. Her herding instincts take over, and she tries to get everybody back into one location. So, but yes, that she's a barker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, she is. Yeah.
Definitely a
you
barker.
You got anything over? Anything makes you get on your skin? That, you know, when your brother takes too many turns at flying a drone. I mean, I'm just,
when your neighbor's house jumps up in front of the drone.
Yeah, when the window just flies out of nowhere. I mean, the window flies right into your drone. I mean, you know.
Yeah, right? Why did they build a house right there?
So what you got?
Or when there's a big old ditch in the middle of a lot and somebody walks right into it right in front of you.
What?
And twists his ankle.
You got one?
When a brother gives you a present that he uses more than you do.
Wow!
Oh.
Fire shot.
What present is that?
Anki Overdrive.
What is this?
Racing cars.
Oh.
So, wait a minute. Christmas present that you spent all that money on, you playing more than he is? How is that fair?
I think that might have been the plan.
No, I try to get him to play, and then he's like, no, I don't want to play. So I just go up and play because
he got hooked.
Hey, well, it's free game you ain't playing.
No, I don't do it now because we have our TV back. But
I love it. Now we have our TV back.
You keep mentioning this TV. After you're done with this story, I have to hear about this TV. Okay.
So, what about the TV?
No, because we couldn't use it.
Oh,
someone couldn't use the TV. What's going on here?
That's not completely true, but at least the first couple of days it was in use.
I like that though. That was a good one. My brother plays with my present that he got for me more than I do.
Been there before.
I will say I think that's a normal sibling thing, right? To buy something that you like. And then, you know, you end up kind
what
of
did you
helping
play,
them play with
what
it.
What did you take from your sister that she got?
We didn't like the same things.
There was not one thing ever.
When we were younger, we had a toy room that was really a large closet that my mom had us play in. All of our toys were in there, and yes, it was a long story, but it was a big closet. So, you know, we didn't really have, you know, kind of toy boundaries like that. So anything that she didn't want me to play with, she kept in her side of the closet and vice versa. So
there's not one stuffed animal or anything you took from her that you wanted more than she got?
No, I mean, there was stuff I took from her, but it wasn't because I wanted to play with it.
Okay,
it
what did you take?
Because I was hiding it.
What did you take?
Because I was mean.
What did you take then?
I think it was one of her horses.
You took a horse from her? No wonder you're so generous with the little one now. Let's buy a horse, a horse trailer,
you RV. A horse. Not a real horse. Oh, it was not a real horse. All right, everybody calm down.
No good wonder. Grief.
I was having a heart attack. I was like, you took a horse?
Man. No, so it was just sisterly love.
Sisterly love. That's not sisterly love, taking the horse.
Oh, man. Hey, you know.
I mean, for me, it was probably, I would take my sister's She-Ra's or stuff like that. Well, I played G.I. Joe. I had something to shoot at.
Wow.
She-Ra was the, I used to do with my sister's.
I think She-Ra would decimate G.I. Joe.
No, not Luke. Luke. And
wow, it had Barry. A name. Okay.
Refrigerator. Well, it was Luke. Luke is the big star.
Of G.I. Joe's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that guy. And Refrigerator Perry was not a G.I.
He was a G.I. Joe. He was. So was Sergeant Slaughter. Snake Eyes.
But not Refrigerator. That was not real. Refrigerator Perry.
There was a Refrigerator Perry doll, so stop. Which I did have. Anyway.
So I think I'll continue the theme of house guests. So I've always wondered how a house guest could make the claim when they're visiting you that because they are a guest, they get to watch and do whatever they want. And then when you're a guest at their house, they say, this is my house. We're going to watch what I want to watch and do what I want to do. So feels like if you're going to say, because I'm a guest, I get to do whatever I want and watch whatever I want, then if I'm a guest in your home, I should get the same courtesy. But no, that is not how it works when
certain people are there.
It's your mother's sister. And but that's okay. So you love your family and you have them spend time with you and you just deal with their, you know, little quirks and foibles.
Okay. No, I mean, I get that. Trust me. So every year, my family decides to host at their place on the 25th. Every year. We've always done it since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So every year, we always have that one guest who just decides to turn on the TV or wants to watch what they want to watch. But then when you come in and you want to watch what you want to watch, it's like, no, I'm your guest.
Yeah. So for my aunt,
mm-hmm.
They don't have cable, so that by choice. And so when they come down, they binge watch. And they binge watch things that the kids can't watch, right?
House of Cards,
okay. Homeland. You know, yeah. House of Cards is on
Netflix,
so. Right? But it's not really a kid friendly, and they don't have a Netflix subscription.
Oh, they don't have Netflix. Okay, because you said cable. I was like,
well, they kind of pick a few things and they sit and watch the entire season. You know,
we spent an afternoon watching Doctor Who.
Watched episode after episode of the old Doctor Who shows. Was it the one with Benedict Cumberbatch or the other one?
I don't remember which
one. Wasn't the old one, though. Like, it wasn't the 60s, was it?
No.
Okay, okay.
There have been many Doctor Whos.
Yeah. Yes, Doctor Who's been around since 1964.
It's kind of like James Bond.
Yeah.
There's many, many of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I said, it's family, so you deal with the quirks. But I always, and my aunt's been that way even when I was little. Even when we were little, she'd come visit us, and she would turn on boxing because we had HBO.
Okay.
So she would sit there and watch boxing the entire weekend, and then, you know, my sister and I would have to just deal with it.
Yeah.
But made me go, Still makes me go,
That's how it goes. That's how it goes.
Gotta love the family.
Yeah. I mean, so that's what you meant with the whole TV
yes.
thing. Okay.
So this is actually really good. This entire week's segment on things that make you go, was family related.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think unfortunately the mister is preoccupied at the moment with something else. So I think Stephen, do you have anything that makes you go hmm this week?
Man, I never have anything that makes me go hmm. Man, I guess just dealing with family drama, really. Just you know, having to you know, having people come over to your house that you haven't seen in a whole year, but they live by you the whole time, so they could have came by.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
that's really about it, you know. And then they come by, and you know, it's like, why haven't you talked to me in a year? I'm like, why haven't you talked to me in a year? And it's just
nice.
It's just that for, you know, 6 hours straight.
I'm pretty sure this is exactly why I haven't talked to you in a year.
Yeah, like so. But, I mean, that's how it is. I mean, we are the family that does family gatherings every big holiday, Christmas, Easter, 4th of July, Labor Day even. I mean, we're the family that has everyone over. So, I mean, we'll have, like, you know, 30 people in our house at one time.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So, it's, I mean, it's fun. It's just, it's, you know, sometimes you need a... as I like to call it, liquid encouragement sometimes, but yeah.
Nice. This is a family show.
I know. That's why I said it family orientedly. So, but no, I mean, you know, that's really all. I mean, to tell you the truth, I loved this year's Christmas. It was a lot. I enjoyed it more because I was off. I didn't have to go to work. I didn't have to do anything. So I actually got to enjoy it in the first time and, like, 5 years, so it was fun.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, I liked it. So, you know, I love having those big Christmases. I couldn't sit at home by myself playing games in a bedroom all day like some people in here that would love to do, wouldn't they? So
only when you know he gets the chance.
Yeah, nah, I get it.
They stay very busy, so it's not often.
Yeah. No, I get it. But yeah, no, I mean, I don't really have that many. I mean, just having to deal with the quirks, like you said, you know, that's really it for me, for things that make you go home for me. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all you have?
Yeah, it is.
Did what we about get yours?
What about you over there?
I have to go. I have one. Mine is a company that sells things. Well, let me get into the story before anybody responds. So let me go through a backstory. So we're at a basketball game over 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, I guess, and I found some socks to buy for somebody's mom and dad. One of them says, if you can read this on the bottom of the socks, if you can read this, bring me a glass of wine. So, you know, it was for somebody's mom and dad I was going to get for Christmas. So to this day, it says that we paid for it, but they've not shipped anything. It's still unshipped, and it's been 3 weeks now. So we tried to look into it and figure out, okay, try to call customer service or something. There's no phone number to call. We have sent 3 emails, and they still haven't shipped it out.
Or responded
to an email.
Ooh.
So I'm like, you know what? You shouldn't even have a business if you're not going to respond and try to take care of your customers. But
actually,
that's something that makes me go, is when there's people out there that run a business and don't even respond. I can understand if you back order or something like that around the holidays. Didn't say it, but it said 5 to 8 business days. And it's been 3 weeks. So anyway, go ahead.
I was going to say, we could use this as a public service announcement. So the website was fairyseason.com. And it is based in China, which I think is why we haven't heard from anybody. And everything is by email. So there's no phone number,
yep.
no way to get in touch with them.
Can't refund it, really.
Yeah. So we need to lodge a dispute with PayPal. But it's very interesting because you go online and you see things advertised, because this was a Facebook ad, right?
Yeah.
So a Facebook ad. So apparently, my other public service announcement is somebody who doesn't have a Facebook account for many reasons, is you can't trust that Facebook is ensuring the legitimacy of the company that is advertising on Facebook. So while I would say Fairy Season's a legitimate business per se, they certainly have a horrible customer service record, because when we went to figure out, you know, what had happened and I started looking at them, there was lots of information about how horrible they are. Now, the good news is, so, it wasn't a lot of money, but it just still.
I would say, you know, if you ever go and get anything, check out their reviews before you order from them. So anyway, that's my thing. So maybe go,
Yeah.
I'll read what they all said about, you know, TV time when somebody's in town. yesterday, I changed the channel to HGTV. I thought that would be okay to do. No, it had to be changed to Sci-Fi. So that's a lot more friendlier is Sci-Fi Network.
Huh. Funny.
Yeah. So, okay. Anyway. Well, anyway, so that is things that make you go, we're going to take a short break here, and we're going to come back with our last segment. And anyways, everyone on Periscope, stay tuned. Everyone else, keep listening, or go to the next segment to listen. Or you can find us at the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com, Facebook, and Twitter. Find us on Stitcher, iTunes, and soon iHeartMedia. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay in. And you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in.